try to just work your fingers through your hair so you can start to feel how your hair is when you're first getting it wet. And that's how I started to learn how to finger detangle. I did that, and that made it a lot easier. And then putting the product on my hand.
Welcome to the Proud and Curly Podcast, the podcast all about celebrating naturally curly hair. I'm Sierra, your host and founder, also known as C. Johnson on YouTube and Instagram, and you, my girlfriend, are in the right place. Every week, you'll get new insight and curlspiration on how to manage and maintain your natural curls. It doesn't matter if your hair is a wavy 2A type, a kinky 4C texture, or if you're anywhere in between. After the episode, the conversation always continues on the Proud and Curly Instagram page, so be sure to follow us there. This episode of the Proud and Curly Podcast is brought to you by Proud and Curly Share Your Story. If you're learning to embrace your natural hair, we want to hear about it. What's your hair story? This show is made up of beautiful hair journeys and lessons from people all around the world, but no story is exactly alike, so we want to hear yours. Tell us a story about a hair mishap, adventure, or you can share an inspiring message for everyone to hear. This is your time to share your story and be featured on this podcast. To learn how, go to proudandcurly.com/pages/share-your-story. Let's start the show.
Hi guys, welcome back to the Proud and Curly Podcast. We're back with another solo episode, and today we're going to be talking about something that actually relates to last week's video. If you guys didn't see last week's episode with Larry, be sure to check that out. It is a very different perspective about naturally curly hair than you would think from a father's perspective of two biracial daughters that he's never had to deal with curly hair before, and his wife has never had to deal with curly hair before, and his kids are definitely proud and curly, definitely proud and curly, and his daughter loves her curly hair. So it was just such a sweet episode, and it was just so cool and like a different fresh perspective to see and hear from. So today I'm actually going to be piggybacking off of that episode and talking about the best ways to detangle nappy hair. You see where I'm going with this? You see where I'm going? If you guys don't see where I'm going with this, clearly you're not watching this. We do have a video of this podcast, which I call a visual experience on YouTube. All you have to do is type in Proud and Curly. But if you are watching on YouTube, hello, be sure to give this video a like, comment down below, and subscribe to us on YouTube. Even if you aren't watching, just go subscribe to us. Just help us out, you know? So today we're going to be talking about detangling hair, because that was a big question that he was trying to figure out in that episode, and I was trying to tell him, but then also trying to hear his story. So I'm definitely going to talk with him more and try to help give more tips and just more things that I know, and maybe even send videos, because for me, that's how I learned how to do my hair. I had no idea how to detangle my hair, no idea how to put moisture in my hair when I went natural. So it's all a learning process, and if you're in the same boat and you're still trying to figure out the best way to detangle your hair and like other stuff like that, how to moisturize your hair, you're in the right place. Go ahead and click subscribe wherever you're listening or watching this video. I want to help out. We're going to figure this out together. And if you guys have any other ways, well, I'll get to that later. So there are a couple ways that you can detangle your natural hair. And there are ways that other like curly methods and things don't like, which the curly girl method does not like you to be able to use tools like these, a wide tooth comb and a Denman brush or any kind of brush to detangle your hair. Curly girl method, you don't do that. So I'm going to talk about that first, which is finger detangling, and that's primarily what I do. I primarily finger detangle my hair and only use my fingers. So I would say that that's something that you would want to work your way up to, because you have to start to feel how your hair is. So it's something that I would say you would want to work your way up to. So keep listening for the rest of the ways that you can do it. But ultimately, you want to be able to finger detangle your hair. My hair, like we talked about, my curl pattern, my curl pattern, we talked about curl patterns a few episodes back, but my curl pattern is a, I would just say 3C to 4A curl pattern. And of course you can't see it now because I have in my first sew-in, and I talked about that a couple weeks ago if you guys want to learn about that, but, and I don't have to detangle nothing. But, yeah, so I have a 3C to 4A hair texture on my head. I also like to claim that I also have a little bit of 3B, but if you're going to say generally I have 3C and 4A hair textures on my head, I like to say that the bottom of my hair is probably a 3B because it is super loose. So if you guys are interested in seeing that, go check out that video. I'm pretty sure I showed my hair in that video. So, but I don't think it matters what hair texture you have. I think everyone can finger detangle, but the key is you gotta have the right products to finger detangle. I can't finger detangle my hair if my hair is all matted up. I will not touch it. I only detangle my hair when it's wet. So yeah. And for a while, I remember when I first went natural, I was trying to figure out, how do you detangle? Do you tangle with your hair wet? Do you detangle with it dry? Some people detangle with their hair dry. I can't do that. My hair will just break off. Even if I'm using a tool or something, it will just mat up and break off. So we're going to talk about hair regimens soon on this podcast, like your hair routine. But just so you guys know how I finger detangle, I'm going to go through that process with you guys right now. So for me to be able to finger detangle, and even when I'm using tools, I still detangle with my hair wet. I do use these, especially if I haven't detangled my hair in a while, or if I'm about to straighten my hair and I really am going to be making sure my hair is straight and super combed through, and I'm going to be blow drying it and straightening it, I make sure that my hair is as detangled as possible. When I'm normally detangling my hair, this is my process. So when I'm going to wash my hair, I let my hair be. I don't separate my hair. I think maybe as my hair gets longer, I might need to go ahead and start trying to separate my hair and doing it. I wet all of my hair, but I don't, and I just wet all of my hair, get it all wet, and I start to water wash my hair, which means I only allow water in my hair while it's pouring down from the shower, and I take my fingers and start at the bottom and work my way up to get it to kind of loosen. And I don't really finger detangle at this point. I'm just allowing it to loosen up. I'm allowing my hair to weigh down, and I'm like separating hairs and starting to allow it to loosen up. And once I start to feel it's at a point like where it's washed the product out of my hair and it's still tangled, I leave that and I wait until I condition my hair. So I do that all over my head, and then I take my conditioner. You need a conditioner with a good slip, and I'll show you guys what I'm using. But I use a conditioner with a really good slip, and I really like this brand right now. And I put a lot of that in my hair, and I do go in sections and kind of go through my hair and get it all over my hair and start to finger detangle from the bottom. And then I could just start, and I do one side, all of this half of my hair, I'll go in and do one side, and then I'll go in and do the other side. And then after that, if I want to detangle more, I will take a Denman brush, or I rarely use this to detangle anymore, but this was key back in the day. This is my childhood wide tooth comb. But yeah, whatever you need to use, but I would say definitely have your hair soaking wet, and definitely have a conditioner in your hair with a really good slip, and try to just work your fingers through your hair so you can start to feel how your hair is when you're first getting it wet. And that's how I started to learn how to finger detangle. I did that. That made it a lot easier. And then putting the product on my hand and going through it, you could start to feel it getting better and better. And then before you know it, you're all the way through your head and you're at your root and you're pulling down, and you're not like pulling hair out or it's not tangled. You're able to get through your hair with your fingers, and it's a really nice feeling. I really like to finger detangle, and it just makes the process smoother to have a good conditioner. So a few years ago, before I got a Denman brush, and I would definitely recommend a Denman brush, even if you're going to finger detangle, even if you have a wide tooth comb. But I would recommend a Demon brush or a brush like this that can detangle for you, because sometimes your hair is really tangled and it's really like almost matted up and you need a little help. So you're going to finger detangle it as much as you can, and you're going to take this or a tool like this and go through. So before I got this, I actually reviewed the wet brush and the tangle teaser, and I actually did like a tangle teaser versus wet brush. And if you guys want to see that video, you can go to the Proud and Curly YouTube channel, and I'm actually going to be linking a lot of my old like hair tutorial videos from my other YouTube channel, C Johnson. So you can go on there, and I'll have a playlist on there where you can see all these videos, and I'll link it down below the tangle teaser and Demon brush video. But in that video, I found out that the tangle teaser was a lot harsher on my hair, and the wet brush I was able to get through tangles in my hair easier, but it was still some tangles in my hair. The tangle teaser got everything out, and the wet brush kind of left things that were too harsh, but it didn't feel like it was ripping out my hair. Tangle teaser kind of felt like it was ripping out my hair. But you guys can see how it actually looked and what it actually did in that video. And then I finally got this Demon brush, and it was like the best of both worlds. They do have another, there's another brush that's out there it's called Easy Detangler, and it's like a brush that opens up in the back as you brush. It's like a brush comb kind of thing. I really want to try that because that looks really good, and that looks like it will be something really good for Larry and his daughters, because it like kind of works with your hair, and if your hair is tangling up, it closes, I think, and it opens and closes, so it kind of, the brush breathes and your hair isn't just stuck to go through these things in this thick, you know, hard brush. It kind of opens up and flows with your hair. So I'm thinking about trying that out. If any of you guys have tried it, let me know. Like, let me know what you guys think about that, because I really want to know. Like, I feel like that's a good idea. But yeah, I would definitely recommend tools, to have some kind of tool in your, you know, arsenal of hair product stuff or natural hair stuff. But I would say it is very, like, you definitely want to learn how to finger detangle above everything. Like, you gotta learn how to finger detangle. You're gonna want to know how to finger detangle, so just try it out a little bit. But get you either a Demon brush, the Easy Detangler brush, wide tooth comb, something in the shower, and a really good conditioner so that you can start detangling your hair while it's wet, and try that out. I never can detangle my hair while it's dry, and when people tell me they have trouble detangling their hair, I always recommend that. Another thing that you can use to detangle your hair when you're not like washing it. I usually only detangle my hair when I'm washing it, because I wash it every week or every other week, so I don't really need to detangle my hair in between time. And if I am, I'll get in the shower, get it wet, and water wash it and finger detangle that way without fully washing it. But there are times where you do want to detangle your hair while it's dry, and so for those cases I would recommend a detangler spray. And they have kids detangler sprays, which are very good. I definitely had to have that on my head when I was a child. They have like squeezable, it's almost like a leave-in kind of detangler. I've had one by Shea Moisture before. So those are things, if you don't necessarily want to detangle your hair all the time in the shower, I would say to also get some products that help you detangle and that say it on there, because those are gonna have ingredients inside of them that help with slip and, you know, just detangling and also moisturizing at the same time. So yeah, those are the best ways that I know of to detangle your hair. If you guys have any other ways that you like to detangle, please leave them down below in the comments on this YouTube video. If you're listening on another podcast app, please let us know on Instagram. Follow us on Instagram at Proud and Curly, and let us know on Instagram what you think and what other ways you detangle. Tag us in your stories, comment on a photo, or even send us a message, whatever you like. But that is all for this episode. I hope it was helpful, And yeah, subscribe, leave us a rating and a comment, and I'll see you guys next Thursday. Bye.
All right, that's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening to the Proud and Curly podcast. If you like the podcast, please show your support by leaving a rating on the Apple Podcast app. It helps me so much, and it also helps other people find the show. Special thanks to Terrence Esquire Huggins for producing the music in this podcast. You can always check out his website, SoundCloud, and follow him on social media at EsquireMusic111. All of his links are in the show notes. If you're looking for more curly content, be sure to follow us on Instagram. But until next week, stay proud and curly.